Gospel Contemplation for the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Julia Florida by Agustin Barrios. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn off the audio and do that. You can always turn it back on when you are ready to move on or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for the grace to receive what Jesus offers you today. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There's no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There's no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Thank you. There is a great body of water in the Holy Land, the Sea of Galilee, also called Lake Tiberias. You can picture this lake without ever having been there. The details of the real lake don't matter. It's a body of water with a shoreline where Jesus did much of his ministry. In your imagination, it can look like any great lake. One you have been to, or one you've seen on TV, or one you've simply imagined. Picture yourself there now, near the Sea of Galilee. The shoreline is dotted with small towns, and also with many deserted places. See the water, the shore, the boats, the fishermen, the women and children. Feel the sunshine and the breeze off the water. Hear the birds, the people calling and the children playing. Notice all the details of this place and how it feels for you to be there. You are there to see Jesus. Maybe you're one of the crowd that's been gathering to hear him regularly. Maybe you're one of the disciples. Maybe you're the one who let slip where Jesus was headed when he left in a boat by himself. You go with the crowd, more than 5,000 people, including the women, children, and men, as they head for the spot they believe Jesus will disembark. As you walk with them, what are you hoping for when you encounter Jesus today? As you reach the location where Jesus has arrived, you can see that he has already begun moving among the crowd with compassion, speaking with some and healing others. When he gets to you, what does he offer you? Let the moment unfold as it will. As the day grows late, the disciples start to worry about food. Maybe you are one of them worrying about what to do. Jesus takes, blesses, breaks, and gives what food is there, and all are fed abundantly. In what way has Jesus fed you today? Take a few moments to talk with Jesus about what you have felt and experienced. Talk with him as a friend, sharing and listening. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.